This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. To cuddle.
Oh, yeah.
To marry.
We'll see naked ladies.
Or to trash.
The attack, did he?
That is the question.
It really is the question, isn't it? It really is. So
I don't like your attitude today.
What's wrong with his attitude? I think it's your attitude.
I think it's your attitude.
I think my attitude is great.
No.
No, you're lashing out. You're mean to everyone.
We try to give you some solid advice.
You've been very nasty today.
As adults that have children.
You are extremely smug today.
Who is?
You.
Yeah. Well,
can I give me 1 year to be smug?
We're giving you a year to be smug.
I want the whole year.
No.
What?
Can't have the whole year.
How long did I just have to wait for this to finally happen,
and now I
can't enjoy it?
You can enjoy it. You just don't have to be obnoxious to us as you enjoy.
Yeah, we
I get to play you. Kind.
I get to play you and smash you.
Yeah.
I get to play Raymond and smash Raymond. I can't wait to take this call from Channing because I'm going to smash his Cowboys.
Well, you know what? You're right. He is me.
He's become you in the last, like, hour and a half. It's amazing.
And I hate me.
He's like a Pokemon.
Dave by osmosis.
He, what do they call it when the Pokemon change? You evolved. You just evolved into a different character.
I've devolved. I've devolved.
No, you've evolved.
No, you've been so beaten down for like the time that we've done.
He's
this
alive
show.
Now.
Yeah, he's going wild.
Right.
He's been exposed to the Dave Stone. Now evolved.
He's got a quarterback. He doesn't know what to do.
Well, it's a good transition. So. It's tough to say at this point, anyone, until we see it, other than the Chiefs, Bills, and Bengals are the top three teams in the AFC. But this platform can be used to decide who's next. So Cuddle, Marry, Trash, the fourth best team, draft obviously still to come, fourth best team in the NFL, or excuse me, in the AFC to you right this second. Is it the New York Jets with one Aaron Rodgers? Is it a team they share a division with, the Dolphins? Or is it a team that people love but always miss the playoffs, the Chargers?
Chargers made the postseason last year. I mean,
they also had a humongous lead, the way you've almost never seen before,
but they made it.
Worse in the first half.
Yeah. What was that, 33? How many points was that?
That was a lot.
I still can't believe that Trevor Lawrence was able to shake off four interceptions like that in his first playoff game.
Just push it to the side. All right, I'll play your game.
Do the right thing here.
Now, here's what I'll say as well.
There could be other teams here.
I don't know why you couldn't consider them to be a top three team in the AFC. But I'll play your game.
The Jets?
And I'll marry the Jets.
Okay.
Yes.
There's no way you could marry the Chargers in this scenario. So I'll marry the Jets. Since I can't marry the Chargers.
They got Kellen Moore now.
Kellen Moore. No, I know, but I'm concerned about the health of Tua as well, which is not something you have to worry about with Justin Herbert. Miami's offense is good, and I do like the head coach. I'll cuddle Miami, and I will trash the Chargers.
Listen to what you just said, though. Yeah, I mean, what you just said is the most important thing.
What?
To a healthy, offense is great.
Right.
To a not healthy.
I don't even know. Oh, who's the
Mike White?
Mike White is the backup quarterback now, right?
Can we all agree that at some point,
I don't know,
Mike White is going to play against the Jets? Does it not feel like that's going to happen?
Probably so.
All right, I'm going to marry the Jets. I'm insulted that you asked this question, RJ. Insulted. I will cuddle the Chargers.
Aww.
I don't trust their coach, but to Dave's earlier point, the whole injury thing with Tua concerns me.
I understand.
And then I will I'll trash Miami.
I don't think this was that tough of a
question.
And
plus, Gordon roots for Miami, so I'm definitely trashing it.
I think the obvious answer there was the Jets.
Well, does it feel good to say that?
It feels good for you. It doesn't do much for me.
It does come on a little bit.
Not really.
Let me ask you this.
Raymond, do you play?
I don't want to.
Wow.
Oh, my God. This guy has shut down.
What is the matter with you?
You broke him.
This Rangers loss has killed him.
So if I tell you that the Ravens and Lamar Jackson make amends.
That's interesting.
I would sooner take them over Miami or the Chargers.
Still marrying the Jets, though.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but that division, though, man. I mean, but Lamar, it feels like he's going to be back. But you got Cincy, Cleveland's going to be better because Deshaun Watson's going to be better. And it looks
Pittsburgh.
Like Kenny Pickett can play.
Yeah.
And that team never finishes under 500.
Yeah. And their defense is good.
That is a testament.
A healthy TJ Watt.
That is a testament to Mike Tomlin.
I mean, Cleveland's a good team.
Dude, That defense without T.J. Watt is completely different defense.
They were
about valuable.
Yeah.
In the middle of the season last year, the Steelers were bad. Were bad football team.
What were they? 8-1, 9-8.
To finish? Oh, they finished 9-8.
9-8. Okay. Well, they won that game against who was that game they played?
Yeah, that would be over 500.
Yeah, I understand that.
Well, they were 8-1 for a moment there.
8-1.
You said 8-1.
Yeah.
No, I said 8-8-1.
Yeah.
Is what I said.
It's tough to keep up with you.
I said were they 8-8-1 or 9-8?
I don't like
you guys are deaf.
Yeah, you know what? I don't like your attitude.
I don't like you with clean socks. You're not the same guy.
They're very clean,
too. Put the women's socks back on.
Yes.
They weren't women's socks. I think they might have been boys' socks. Because they went up to like my high calf.
Well, I do have a question for Ray. We'll see if he'll answer coming up. But in the meantime, I have a question about... So the gentleman yesterday, Adam, nice enough to want to make you guys some custom jerseys.
Those are beautiful.
Now, is he paying for these? We're not paying for these, right? You laugh, because he could send us a bill, and all of a sudden all hell breaks loose. Do we have absolute confirmation that he's picking up the tab on this?
If you ever needed more of a juxtaposition of the approach to this, Rick, complimentary. Nice jerseys, Dave. I mean, let's just be clear. I'm not paying a dime for this. I'm not picking them up. I'm not. I will wear it, but that is all I will give
I will,
you.
Well, you know what? Do you think my tact is unfair, RJ?
Yes.
You could be a little nicer, a little more gentle.
Thanks. So, what's his name?
Adam.
Thanks so much, Adam.
Thanks
it's very
so
generous
much.
What were you
going to
say?
This.
Thanks, dude.
Thanks, bud.
All right. So, here's our quandary. Ray and I discussed this after the show. I think I know where both of you will side, but I want to hear it for myself. So, this nice man, Adam, wants to also make us jerseys.
Yes.
Oh, definitely.
Yes.
Well, here's the thing.
Little Granimal jersey for you.
Here's
Santiago
the thing.
6.
These are heavily, without infringement upon copyright, heavily Mets themed. Ray and I kindly turned them down.
Said, as you should.
So I ask you, Cuddle Murray Trash, what... Now, he came back over the top, Adam did. He might be listening now, and said, no, I want to do this. And I said, no, that's okay. And then he sent me another one saying he knew where I was going, saying it's okay to wear Mets gear for
a day.
Oh,
you're droning on. Hang on a second. You're listening to DiPietro and Rothenberg, 98.70 ESPN, WEPN FM, New York.
So, Cuddle Mary Trash, the correct approach here. Accept the jerseys and wear them to play nice for the outing. That's what he's aiming for, this
okay.
man, Adam. Accept them as a gift, not wear them. Hang them in the studio, whatever. Or just outright decline them.
I think there's only one real answer to this. I think you have to accept and wear. It's a field trip. It's an adult field trip. You have to wear. I don't care what your fandom
look
is.
Look at
have
me
to wear.
For approval. You answer the question
yeah,
the way you want to answer
it's got the DNR on it. I mean, they're beautiful jerseys.
They're Mets jerseys.
No, but it's because we're going to a Mets tailgate. If we're going to a Yankees tailgate, they'd be Yankees jerseys.
And you would wear one.
I think I would have to, wouldn't I? I'm not supporting the Yankees. I'm supporting the show.
Kind of.
No. See, don't try to turn this on me. You got to accept and wear it. He's doing us a solid. The jerseys are beautiful. I think you cuddle, accept, and politely say, "I love the jersey. I can't wear it. I'm a Yankees fan." And then you can't decline it. You got to trash that.
That's a terrible answer by you.
What do you
I mean,
mean
the only acceptable
it's a
answer.
Show field trip.
It doesn't matter. They're Yankees fans. The only acceptable answer from either of these two guys is you decline the jerseys. You do it nicely. Thank you so much for thinking of us. We greatly appreciate it. We have to decline. Maybe, and I'm sure he's listening right now, Adam with the free jerseys, maybe he makes you like something different without a Mets logo on it, but it still says DNR on it.
Because here's what we can't do. Because it can't be, because I can't stand these people. It can't be like a Yankee-themed jersey and you wear it to a Mets game. I hate those people. You can't do that.
No, you can't. We don't want Yankees jerseys. I understand why you don't want Mets jerseys. I will marry, decline... I will cuddle, not wear, accept it and not wear it, and I will trash, accept it, and wear the jersey. You can't wear the jersey.
I think that's the right approach.
If you have any self-respect whatsoever.
I think that's right. A lot of talk about what the Texans will do. Bryce Young, we assume, going number one at this point to the Panthers. So, who is the next quarterback off the board?
Oh, boy.
Dave had a very strong take, which Raymond Santiago... jumped on board with. This is back in September about Will Levis. So, time to check back in. Second quarterback off the board, CJ Stroud, Will Levis, or Anthony Richardson.
Ooh.
Seen some buzz about Richardson at four.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I'm going to do here.
Dave said Levis would be the Giants' quarterback.
I did. And then Raymond said he was going to go number one. Well, I didn't think the Giants were going to be as good as it turned out to be.
Jones would be as good.
This is going to shock both of you, all of you. I'm going to trash C.J. Stroud.
Wow.
I don't think he's going second.
No, that's not a surprise.
The guy talks, and that's the thing he says. Mm-hmm. I will... I'm going to marry Will Levis. I'm going to cuddle Richardson.
Wow, you and mayonnaise, boy.
Oh, two peas in a pod.
Oh, so you what did you do? You married Levis and trashed... you cuddled Richardson?
Yes. Trash Stroud.
Now, are we thinking, so this is just who's going second?
Who's the next quarterback? But yeah, I guess the Texans, they could pass altogether. But the question is, who's the next quarterback off the board?
See, that would be wild if they don't take a quarterback.
The Texans?
The Texans.
I've heard rumblings they could take Will Anderson.
Yeah.
Hey, would you take him at two, though?
I would not.
When you trade back, right?
I would not. What?
I would not.
Well, yeah, but do you know who the quarterback is right now?
Texans, Davis Mills?
Yeah, it's either Davis Mills or Case Keenum.
Ooh.
So you're admittedly, again, tanking then.
Well, but look at the moves that they made. They actually had a pretty good offseason.
Why did they win that game? What are they doing?
Well, why don't you just fire the coach?
Is it crazy for them to double down on the tank again and go for
Caleb Williams?
Caleb Williams or Drake May? Next year's quarterback class, I know we say this a lot.
It's better, yeah. Yeah.
It feels like Caleb Williams is going to be a stud.
But what are you doing? Why'd you win that game?
Because
why was Brandon Cooks active in that game?
Why not just tell the coach? Either you lose the game, try to lose the game, or you're getting... Well, he's getting fired anyway.
Exactly.
He knew it.
Right. Yeah. That was Lovie Smith's parting.
And what was it, like a 4th-and-20 or something they converted?
It was wild.
Awful. Awful.
That's good like hockey, too. Like Columbus Lovie winning games at the end of the season.
All right, answer the question,
stupid.
Would you?
Or Black, the Blackhawks who kept the Pens out.
All right, so I will... I'm going to marry... I'm going to marry C.J. Stroud.
Wow.
You're not going to be right.
I know I'm not going to be right. That's what someone should do. I'll cuddle Will Levis and I'll trash Anthony Richardson.
See, he did what he thinks should happen. I did what, in fact, will happen.
By the way, you know what we're going to have to do on Thursday, by the way?
Mock draft?
Yeah, we're going to have to.
No, we can't.
Here's what I say we do.
Put it on paper. Tweet it out. Yes.
I say we do top 8 and then Jets-Giants.
Okay, so 10 picks.
10 picks. Top 8, Jets, Giants. We don't want to sit here and do 15 or anything like that. Top 8,
or
Jets,
we can
Giants.
Just watch the draft and just relax. No, maybe just
or
no pressure.
Or we can do a mock.
No, why we got the Rangers.
Why does it bother you so
everything
much?
I hate making
him.
Predictions.
It's very negative.
You not notice like just the NHL predictions, there's one name missing?
Just predicting C.J. Stroud. Like, they that doesn't bother you.
They should do what
it
we do.
It did bother me.
They should do what we do with you.
Of course, which is just
make up all your predictions for you.
And I've done all these predictions.
Well, Dave and I sit there and have an open forum. So whenever Sales needs something from Rick, he usually doesn't answer out of anxiety.
And then we do it for him.
And then Dave and I sit in the same room and answer for him, and then eventually he will correct us or not.
Right.
Listen, let's wind
or
him
he'll
up.
Be proud of us. Like, you guys really know me so well.
Let's wind him up, give him whatever they gave Paul Bissonnette, and let him go nuts.
He went crazy last night, huh?
Yeah, he's all fired up with the Leafs. Here's the thing, though. Why? This is my rationale in picking C.J. Stroud. Why all of a sudden now is all this stuff leaking about C.J. Stroud? Because there's a team that wants him to drop.
Yes.
So if all of a sudden we get to the closer to Thursday, that's not going to happen. Whatever team that is may have to go, you know what?
All right, so when we do our mock draft on Thursday, you can put Stroud second.
And finally, this one. Well, Rick, you said you don't like to participate, so you can sit this one out. Dave, you as well.
Why is that fair?
Well,
wait, I can sit out as well?
Yeah, you're going to find out.
So, this is going to be about me. Here we go.
Partially. Well, only because you led me here. I am merely the horse you led to water.
I've done nothing today. I've been on my best behavior.
No, this is back to last week.
Oh, God.
So, you brought up the question to Ray. It went unanswered. Of all the jobs that we talk about he has, which does he enjoy the most?
So, I'm not doing this? I'm not writing these down?
No.
I'm doing it. I want to play.
All right.
Yeah, you can lead us here. So, is it Ray's job with the Knicks, Ray's job with the Rangers, or, as Dave said it, getting to work with him?
I'm trashing that one. That one's trashed.
That's you as well.
No, you.
No, so. No, it was just you.
It was just you. I wasn't here.
Yeah, you weren't. Yeah.
Oh. This was with you with Grasso.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trashing that one. That's a no-brainer. He likes both Knicks and Rangers.
Well, of course he likes both Knicks and Rangers.
No, I know.
This could be a progressive cuddle. Man, this is escalating cuddle.
Yeah, escalating cuddle. I've had a couple of those.
Care to share?
No, I think I've shared some of them.
No.
That'd be good radio. I will marry the Knicks. No. Yeah, I'm not going to marry the Knicks. I take that back.
No, divorce.
I'm going to cuddle the Knicks and marry the Rangers.
I think you just got it. I think you got it right.
Annulment.
Yeah, and that was a quick one.
All right, answer it, Raymond.
Okay, recency bias is very strong here. So
no, yeah, don't do that.
Rick is very right about the trash. Dave, right. Don't even have to think about it. You wanted to fire me, so you know what?
That's I
right
brought where you pineapple. Wanted- busting pineapple.
I'm not
today.
Eating pineapple. I didn't ask for pineapple.
You're an ingrate, is what you are. I bear fruit to you at 5 o'clock in the morning, and you poo poo it. How dare you?
I don't think he cares for you at any time.
We wish you were here at 5 o'clock in the morning.
At any rate, it's kind of cheating, by the way, because Knicks and Rangers is the same job. But the way things are going right now, listen.
You didn't even talk to me today. Yeah. I walk in, I got all this fruit. You pass that on the couch. Your hand down your pants.
He's feeling away.
Was my
there.
Hand down my pants?
RJ was his hand down his pants.
You were out cold. You were out.
He was resting.
I'm struggling.
He falls asleep, his hands down.
I'm struggling. You saw my leg?
You're like Al Bundy.
You saw my leg?
It's unbelievable.
A lot of purple. I'm going to marry the Knicks because just the way things are going right now, it's incredible. Everything feels good.
No, but don't do it like that. Like, which one? Come on, separate it.
I can't.
Yeah, but you get to work with Don.
He can't.
I can't take that out of the equation.
He can't do it. Don't you understand? He's a dunce. He's unable to do this properly.
Oh, you feel away, don't you?
Well, because you poo-pooed my pineapple.
And your pineapple is going right in the trash alongside you, sir.
You better not.
Oh, my.
Keep your hands, your grubby mitts off the pineapple.
I'll do it right now.
You won't spike that pineapple.
The only reason I won't is because of the mess it would make. That's it.
And how about other people? Or do you don't think about other people?
You're not eating.
Because you don't have other people in your
Stop
life.
Yourself.
Is that the reason?
Stop yourself. You're not eating anything.
God, answer your question.
Did.
Make it like make really really
done.
Really take your time here because you're
The answer's done. We're done. Take it back.
He married the Knicks. He cuddled the Rangers. Trashed you.
Baby.
Wow. I'm a baby. You're the worst.
He's a dunce.
He said dunce.
Who's
all
the
right.
baby now?
I'm the baby.
This portion of the show driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. Let's go back to where we started. I think you know where that is. You got Aaron Rodgers. He's your guy. Your quarterback.
Yeah, he's my guy. We did it. We finally did it.
We knew it was going to happen.
Yes.
I love the reaction of the people on NFL Live yesterday. Like, the trade is going down, and there's, no, you got to be kidding me.
Okay, was it the trade, you think, or was it the compensation? I feel like it was partly the compensation.
Maybe so.
Because they're not. I mean, they all knew it was going to happen.
I know. But even if you know something's going to happen, when it actually finally happens, you still have that, like, oh, God, this is done. It's done.
Yeah, it was relief. But the only crappy part of this whole thing was... When he said it, what was that? I mean, RJ, how many days ago was that? It's over a month ago, right? When he said it on McAfee?
40.
More than that.
I think it was 40 days.
Yeah. So, I mean, it...
They could lose 40 pounds in that time.
it's contractually guaranteed.
Yeah, he had to get the doctor's number.
Yeah, Dr. T. No, but like it was in that moment when he said it, because everyone was watching it. Like, you saw how many people watched that. And Jets fans, I intend to play for the Jets.
My intention was to play, and my intention was to play for the New York Jets.
There you go.
And you wanted to you wanted to rip your clothes off, get naked, and celebrate because he's going to be a Jet quarterback, and then we have to wait all this time. And it finally happens. Did it take some steam out of it? Probably a little bit, but, I mean, this is what we wanted. This is what the Jets wanted. They got what they wanted, and Green Bay got what they wanted because as much as I love the move—
You gave up a lot to get him.
Gave up a lot to get him.
This isn't everybody wins. That's what this is. Everybody
wins. As long as we win.
You better. If you can't win now, when are you going to win?
Oh, it's going to be a while.
Really. If you have Aaron Rodgers, we talk about it. He's one of the best quarterbacks in football still.
Yep.
Your defense, you look at it, if not elite, is at a minimum very good.
Okay, and don't forget, like actually having a quarterback that can move the football and score points is going to help your defense.
So your defense, very, very good, right? I mean, you have a running back returning who you like, and it might take him time, and I get it.
Dave, but he makes everybody better, though.
He makes every... Yes.
Makes the coaches
Garrett
better.
Wilson's good. Not Elijah Moore. Alan Lazard, right? You have the tight end. McCole Hardman. Like, they have the pieces in place that there is no reason this isn't... I don't want to put a number on 11, 12, whatever. They should be a very, very good football team this year.
Right, but a move like this and why you paid as much as you paid is because it's going to make everybody better. It's going to make the defense better. It'll make the coaches better. It's going to make your wide receivers better, your running backs better. Make your offensive line better. Like, I mean, this is going to be one of those situations where, I mean, now, it's not going to happen immediately. Aaron Rodgers knows exactly what Nathaniel Hackett wants to do, and Nathaniel Hackett knows exactly what Aaron Rodgers wants to do. Now we just have to make sure that that everyone else gets on the same page. So right away, like you did it with the whole Jalen Brunson thing. Oh, I expected this to look a little bit better. I said, relax. Relax. Give it a minute. It might take a second here. But... what excites me the most about this, the most, is that from everything I've been told, is he's going to be here soon, could be this weekend, next week, and he is all in. The contract, when you see it, you're going to say to yourself, wow, this guy is serious about winning a championship and putting as many pieces around him as he can. Because I think he understands what winning a championship in New York would do for his legacy. Because let's not pretend like his legacy doesn't matter to him. Getting a second Super Bowl, especially for the Jets,
changes the entire dynamic of his career conjecture.
But it puts him in that other level.
Totally. And he hasn't won a Super Bowl in a long time. He hasn't been to a Super Bowl in a long time.
Long time. MVPs are great.
You say what you want. I really believe there's a lot to prove for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, MVPs are great.
Because right now the stigma around Aaron Rodgers is great quarterback, all-time legend. You know what? For the last God knows how many years of his career, in the biggest moments, he's not been the best version of himself.
No. Well, and you point to some of the losses. I mean, he had three straight seasons where he won 13 games a season. And he had nothing to show for it. A couple MVPs, which is awesome. I mean, the four MVPs is great. But if you want to be, and I know he does, considers himself one of the greatest of all time, getting to two Super Bowls now puts you in that conversation.
Yes. You ratchet up the ranks if you get to, not get to win a second. You get there, might as well win it.
Of course. But, I mean, again, the scary part for a lot of people, and we've taken some phone calls today, is that it's only potentially for 1 year. And can you put the pieces together quick enough?
You have to.
To win a championship.
If not.
No choice.
You have to.
Unless it's so good, unless he's having so much fun that, like you said earlier in the show, this is the first step. He'll come back in year two and run it back.
If he's 1 year and that's it, I mean... I think you need to at least...
And you don't want to... No.
You need to win a Super Bowl.
You can say it.
You need to win it now if there's going to be
a second
year.
Especially because you just traded a first-round pick, too,
right.
Next year.
If there's going to be a second year, then you know what? You have a little more leeway. It's let's win a playoff game, and let's compete in the divisional round, and then whatever happens after that is fine. But if it's 1 year and you're done and you've traded a one, a two, and a late three.
Yeah.
That's a lot of draft capital not have a really big time season this year.
And have no real answer moving forward.
Yeah. Time is now.
Time is right now.
Which I kind of love. The time is now.
Sense of urgency. I like it.
What is this, RJ? Give me the stat here. Peyton Manning, Ben Roethlisberger, Philip Rivers made it to 39 and got out.
What I'm giving you is concerns. I don't want to be that guy on this day. I'm just pointing out.
No, but you're going to be that guy.
Well, he'll be 40, and you got me to thinking, at what point does age kind of catch you? We take Tom Brady out. He's the anomaly. So I looked up some of the recents, great quarterbacks, and where did they kind of start to break down? Peyton, Big Ben, and Rivers all played until 39, of which Rodgers is right now. Eli Manning was 38. Drew Brees played until he was 41.
But if you remember, 41, he was no good.
Not great. And Rodgers will turn 40 during the season, correct?
I think there's concerns about that. I think there has to be. But I will say this. Last season, even though he wasn't the elite version of Aaron Rodgers, I think the thumb had a lot to do with that, and he was still very good.
Yeah, he was. I mean, he was good. Yeah. Was he what we saw the previous 2 years? No. But you mentioned the broken thumb. I just think that sometimes it gets... it's tough. Like you mentioned, RJ, Tom Brady. It's just now the expectation is that, you know, these guys will play well into their 40s. I mean, he just gave you the list. Peyton Manning had the neck.
Peyton Manning was done. Roethlisberger was done. Rivers was awful.
No, he wasn't awful. It was some talk. He was calling teams last year to come back.
Eli was done.
He was done.
And Brees was done.
Yeah.
I mean, the reason I think you have so much hope is Tom Brady. because you watched Tom Brady do it at that level till all the way to the end.
All the way to the end, but I think that, to RJ's point, I mean, I don't know if you can use Tom Brady as the example. I think he's more like the outlier to be able to do the way he takes care of his body and everything else, what he did. And how he approaches all of it. I mean, what he did when he got into Tampa during COVID with no offseason, he went down, he's in high school, he was throwing to his receivers, like he was all in. And they
Rodgers got to be all in.
He is. He'll be all in.
Okay. Let's go to some of the calls. People are so excited. And I'm glad we can celebrate this with you today. 1-800-919-3776. Jeff in Long Beach. Hi, Jeff. You're on 98.7 ESPN.
Yeah, hi, guys. So I want to compare the signing of Rodgers to the 1996-1997 Jets. So now they're going from the worst-rated quarterback in the league for the last 2 years to the best quarterback this side of Tom Brady over the last 15 years in the league. In 1996, they went 1-15 with arguably the worst coaching staff in the league. And actually, one of the ex-players called practice with Rich Kotite as chaos. They went from that to a dream team coaching staff with Parcells and Belichick. So what do you think has a greater impact on a team going from the worst quarterback to one of the best, or going from the worst coaching staff to the best?
I got to figure worst quarterback to the best.
Yeah, I think quarterback.
Quarterback's the most important piece.
We've also seen what great coaching can do, too.
Coaching matters a ton in football.
Yeah, you saw it with the Giants last season.
But who's the best coach of all time? Belichick?
Belichick.
You give Belichick Zach Wilson, you think he's winning anything? No.
You gave Belichick, Mac Jones and Bailey Zappi.
Who are considerably better than Zach Wilson.
And
now, you know what's interesting to me now? Is Zach Wilson going to be your backup quarterback?
Yeah.
I don't like that
Zach's
at all.
Zach's mom's pumped. She's excited. This is Zach's idol.
I get it, but God forbid he gets hurt now. God forbid he doesn't reach that 65%. Now I'm going to have Zach Wilson running this team?
Yeah, that is a scary thought.
That's a very scary thought.
Yeah, but the hope is that... No, not the hope. Aaron Rodgers is going to play all these games. Don't put that in my head.
I hope so. Sorry. Channon, this will be good. He's going to go after you today and not me. Good morning, Channon.
What's going on, fellas? It's a crazy day when Rick could make Dave look like the good guy.
Right?
So I just wanted to talk to Rick because I'm enjoying his heel turn. So I want to see how much Ric Flair he has in him. I'd like to propose a wager with you, Rick.
Oh, whatever you want, Channon.
All right. So, if my Cowboys beat your Jets, especially on Thanksgiving,
yep.
Let's start with you. If just by some chance the Jets win, I will buy you or one of your children an authentic AR Ocho jersey.
Ooh, done.
That's nice.
Nice.
That is nice.
But now, when my Cowboys exercise their last demon, who is Aaron Rodgers, then you have to buy me. And I want that Mel Kiper action, a bourbon of equivalent values.
A bourbon done.
Sounds good.
Done.
This is locked and delivered. Beautiful.
Lastly, I'm going to need you to stop threatening my boy Ray, because the Johnsons will camp out outside his house on Thanksgiving to make sure it's all good.
Once my team beats your team, I'm going to take that bourbon. I'm going to drink it. And I'm going to go over to Raymond's house, and I'm going to take his Thanksgiving turkey and do unimaginable things to it.
Yes, yes. We've established that what you're going to do to the turkey.
What,
yes.
What, and the pies. What,
just Channon, know the Johnson on, hang boys hang second, will be there waiting.
Channon, what is wrong with you?
Yes. What?
What? Honestly, what is...
I'm being challenged by the Cowboys fans
now. Why can't you just be excited for your own team and not have to, like attack...
I'm taking on everybody.
He's learned from you.
Yeah.
I don't do this.
Behavior.
No, but Kansas City Chief fan calls it. Slap him around.
It's a full heel turn. That's all it is.
This is not who he is, though. He doesn't know how to do this.
Oh, I'll show you how.
He's definitely not as good as you. Not at all.
Oh, well, you'll all be singing a different tune when I smack his team down too.
Chad, I got to be honest with you. He's going to galvanize all the non-Jets people together to hate the Jets is what he's going to do.
Yeah, pretty much.
Hey, yo,
I mean, and that's not very hard to do. They've stunk for so long.
No, stop it, please. Stop it. Worry about your own team and your quarterback, all right?
We're gonna retire him like we did Brady.
Yeah.
Just remember that.
Sauce gonna have three picks against Dak.
CD got him.
Yeah, CD
bye, Channon.
All right, I gotta get to class. Later, okay. Fellas.
See ya. He's a teacher, huh? Raymond?
Beautiful jersey.
We've established this.
Can't wait to get this beautiful jersey.
No, why would you?
What is the matter with him?
No, no, you've always got something to say about.
He doesn't love it. I didn't remember that Shannon was doesn't a teacher. Like, why would
I
you remember
Shannon
that?
Was a teacher.
Yeah, you remember that he's always got something for you.
He's always he has a nasty way to him, but I didn't remember that he was a teacher. Was he your teacher?
He was never actually my teacher, just my coach.
Mm-hmm. RJ, you see, I just put that call on hold.
He's going to yell at you. Okay. I did it before. Yeah,
you know what? I want you to stop.
I want you to stop. It's funny you say that. I put a call on hold before, and they screamed at me.
They'll scream at Rick, too.
Because I was trying to help. And they're like, don't do that. We have it.
I'm trying to facilitate RJ's greatness.
Yeah, they don't,
you're
I don't
doing
think they
the
want.
Exact opposite.
Yeah, I don't think they want it. Henry in White Plains. Hi, Henry.
Hi, good morning, fellas. Great job, as always, setting up this segment. I want to quickly address two of the points you made. One, on what's a realistic goal from the perspective of a long-time season ticket holder and the compensation. I've been a season ticket holder since 2001, including PSLs, which has been the worst investment of my life because there's been no returns. Have you realized that we haven't hosted a playoff game since 2003? I've not been to a playoff game at my own stadium. So that is, my goal is to win the division. Win the division and host a playoff game and win it. That is an outstanding success. I'll take it. Of course, the Super Bowl is the ultimate goal, and this is the most realistic chance we've had in 25 years, which goes back to the compensation part of it. This regime knows what they're doing. They spent the last 4 years accumulating draft picks, building a core, and now they have that core. Only thing missing is the quarterback. We have a quarterback. Why are people going crazy over a first-round pick, which if he plays those 75 snaps, do you not think we're going to get that's going to turn into a 20-something pick, which is more like a second-round pick? For the first time, we're not talking about the draft. I could care less about the draft. We're talking about the season. This is a no-brainer. If he can pull off a Super Bowl, I got
one. Obviously, Henry, if he pulls off a Super Bowl, it doesn't matter what happens after that. But I fully understand why people would be upset to give next year's number one pick away. And you so flippantly, oh, it'll be the 25. You don't know. You don't know what it's going to be.
No, you don't know what it's going to be. And you don't know what the future is for Aaron Rodgers.
Now, if he gives you 2 years, yeah, you feel a lot more comfortable. If it's 1 year in and done, you know what? That's a lot for 1 year.
And you don't win.
A 1, a 2, and a 3 for a 1 year rental, and you don't win. If you win, everything else goes away. Everything else is immaterial.
It's not even a conversation.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
You want to hang with this very show at Citi Field? On Thursday, June 1, you can get that accomplished. All right, we've been talking about for literally years doing show out and about, and here's your opportunity. All right, we're going to start the day live from Publicans doing the show in Manhasset, Long Island from 6 to 10 a. Then we are going to saunter to the LIRR and take the railroad as a unit to Citi Field. We're going to find an open, beautiful parking lot, tailgate, 11 o'clock. Up until right before 1, leading into the game against the Philadelphia Phillies. So here's what you can do. Spend the day with us on Thursday, June 1, starting at Publicans in Manhasset, then over to Citi Field for the DiPietro and Rothenberg tailgate with all sorts of giveaways and prizes and goodies. And we're headed to the game, and here's the thing as well. We're going to be sitting in section 128, so get your tickets and hang with us all day long, courtesy of 98.7 ESPN. So How do I even explain, RJ, what in fact is happening right now? He has just walked into the studio with a tray, the pineapple, many like napkins,
it's a mini honey glow.
Many napkins under the pineapple and a plastic
yep.
knife.
Butter knife.
About to go fruit ninja.
So here's here's all I can say is when you're approaching the kitchen area.
That is really loud.
At our studio.
You can hear that on air?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You really are, it's a work with what you got kind of situation.
We don't have a knife for an adult?
No. We can't be trusted. There's plastic utensils. There's
you see the juice coming out of this thing?
Because it's going to be gorgeous.
You smell it?
Yeah, I smell it. You see what I do? I provide us with the fruits of the gods is what I provide us with.
All there are paper plates. I don't even know where he got that tray from.
He might have made it. He's like MacGyver with
the same place they got that couch.
Is that a store? How are you getting all this stuff? All right, so he's chopping, he's cutting. I don't know. It looks like he's made it through. But this isn't. How do they get on Survivor? They able to like open up the coconuts and the pineapples. How do they do it on that show?
Aren't they allowed to get one utensil? No.
Oh yeah, I think they do get like a knife.
All right, continue.
I'm mesmerized. Like I've never seen anything like this before.
Yeah, take a call.
Let's take a call while he's at work.
Let's do that. I'm going to give my Jets need to get to a certain point or it has not worked out. And that for me, boy, see, I feel like winning the whole thing is a little much. Is going to the Super Bowl. I think here's what I will say. At a minimum, the Jets need to, you're unbelievable. The Jets need to get to the AFC Championship game. RJ, what's your take? Raymond, what's your take? As this guy, you know, slices up this pineapple in ways you've never seen before. RJ, Raymond, what do the Jets need to do before we get to the calls?
I agree. At the minimum, it's got to be the AFC Championship game. And if they don't win the AFC Championship game, I think you're still going to be disappointed. Not as disappointed, but yeah, you've got to
so
at least
anything,
get to the conference championship.
Anything beneath going to be one of four teams remaining in the NFL this season, in your mind, is a failure for the Jets.
Yeah, it has to be. And then after that, you're year to year after that.
So, year to year, you might be back to square one after this season.
It's very possible. So, yeah, it's got to be.
Yep. All right,
you're trying to win championships.
We're in agreement. At a minimum, AFC championship game. RJ?
Yeah, I totally agree. It's actually...
Would you go further than that?
I would like to, but I wouldn't say it's a failure just because I don't think they're one of the two best teams. I don't think they're the best team in the AFC.
AFC's loaded, after all.
But it is alarming to me. Alarming. That you could find yourself 1 year from now going into the draft without a first-round pick, without Rodgers, and kind of in a mess.
And have to do this all. We could be having the same conversations next offseason of how do you go back and start this whole thing again. Nobody? Nobody says anything to say?
Well, how much progress
do you get paid for today? Like really? Yeah, when your paycheck comes in?
We figured Pineapple Boy would be done by now. So.
Yeah. No, he's... He's still.
Do you understand what I'm cutting through right now?
So you're
the knife I'm using.
So you're off for the segment. You
should have.
No.
Why did you even come in studio here? I figured at some point you were going to say something. Can you answer this question for me?
You knew what you were doing and what you were trying to do it with. So don't act surprised.
And then I'll get to the calls.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. What? So you just heard from us. Everyone thinks AFC championship.
No guarantee he's coming back for the second year.
How can you? Oof. Until you have the guarantee, how can you make that guarantee?
Oh, you can't. Yeah, I would say probably I have no guarantee he's coming back for year two with the amount that you just gave up. And to RJ's point, he was so eloquently stated that he decides he's done after 1 year. You don't get to the AFC, at the very least the AFC championship game, and you don't have a first round pick, and you're looking for a quarterback again.
Right.
That'd be a scary place to be. So I'll say AFC championship.
Okay.
AFC championship.
All right, go back to slicing. Now, Ryan Byrne tweets in before we get to the calls. Rick wants to compare Rodgers, Jets to Brady, Bucks. Looking forward to it more being Russ to the Broncos. Oof. That is not what you're looking
for. That's not going to happen. Stop.
No, I don't.
And I'm not comparing it to the... I mean, that's the hope. I've said the entire time that's the gold standard, it's not supposed to happen that way.
No.
Let's get it.
That's the gold standard.
But I think... I'm telling you right now. When you see what the contract ends up looking like, it's as a Jets fan, it's going to make you feel good about how fully invested he really is.
Yeah, I think Rappaport was tweeting about this before, about $15 million against the cap this year. You're going to have a lot of money, but you know what? time is of the essence. You can't get out to a, well, the Jets are 4-4 through their first eight. Because you know the Bills are not going to be 4-4 through their first eight. You're going to have to make noise right away.
Okay, no. I don't think that's true. I mean, you're talking about winning the division. Yeah, I'd love to win the division and host the playoff game. But if it's 4-4 to start, and then all of a sudden, you know, we get to the bye, just like Tampa got to the bye, and they start to figure some stuff out and just start rolling into the playoffs.
Well, in a perfect world, I guess you're right. But I don't know. If you got out to a 4-4 start, I think people would be really upset.
Oh, I don't think you're wrong.
Really, really upset.
You got to understand what the goal here is.
You just make sure you beat the Cowboys.
Oh, we're going to beat the Cowboys.
You better.
I'm going to beat the hell out of you, too.
Oh, I swear to
God. Best quarterback in New York.
Yes.
Yeah, for a minute.
Making way less than your quarterback, too. How about that?
For a minute.
How about that?
That's good.
Sure about that?
Am I sure about what?
Oh.
You had Aaron Rodgers ranked second in the AFC.
Go ahead, Ray. No, you have something to say. Sure. I think you should say it right now.
If you're sure about him being way less paid.
Yes. Aaron Rodgers.
Has that been agreed to? We sure?
I'm telling you, watch.
Well, what's the cap hit for Daniel Jones this year, though? It's not very much.
Daniel Jones got paid a boatload of money.
Daniel Jones is not 40.
He's a young 40.
He's a young 40. Okay. Let's go to Lou in Long Beach. Lou, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Gentlemen, how you doing?
We're doing.
So, quick question. I'm a Jets fan, super excited about Rodgers, but wanted you guys to put your GM cap on. How do the Jets go about this in making sure there's a solid backup? And I know.
Doesn't sound like they're going to, Lou. Sounds like Zach Wilson's going to be your backup quarterback.
And then, even going forward, right? At what point do you potentially, quote unquote, draft somebody? Not have Rodgers get upset like he did in Green Bay, but make sure we solidify the future for the years after Rodgers is done, you know, even if the experiment goes well.
I think that you're prisoner of the moment, Lou. I don't think this is a what do we do after Aaron Rodgers? How do we figure out down the road? I think you are all locked into this season. You hope that he has a great season. Maybe he leaves with unfinished business, and then he wants to come back for another year. Or maybe he, this year he's so good, they win the whole thing, and then he wants to come back to try to defend it. But there's a lot of machinations that can happen here, and a lot of good things that can happen here for the Jets. Let's go to Dave in Brooklyn. Dave, good morning. You're on 98.7.
Morning, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Listen, I am completely, I'm a Jets fan. I'm 53 years old, season ticket holder. This is the Jets. Nothing ever historically works for the Jets. And for them and these fans to call up your show and say Super Bowl or bust, AFC Championship or bust, they're delusional. Nothing ever works for the Jets.
So the reason it won't work out, Dave, is because nothing ever works out. Isn't that kind of a defeatist attitude to have?
It's a completely defeatist attitude. But the Jets are trying to catch lightning in a bottle with a 39-year-old quarterback that really hasn't had much postseason success. I mean, how many times have the Packers had stacked offenses, great defenses, only to flail in the postseason?
Listen, I agree with you that he's underperformed in the biggest moment, but it's not like he's never gotten to the NFC Championship game before. How many NFC Championship games has he gone to? Right?
So that's for sure.
Exactly.
Well, how many great defenses has he had, too?
He said they've had pretty good defenses.
Yeah, pretty good, not great. I mean, he's got a great the one year he had a great defense, they won the Super Bowl.
The loss that horrifies you is that loss at home to San Francisco. Yeah. That is a horrendous loss. The loss
to Tampa wasn't great either.
No, it wasn't. But the loss, you know what else? And it was no fault of his own. We wouldn't be talking about Aaron Rodgers with one Super Bowl appearance if they would have recovered an onside kick against Seattle.
Right. It goes on. I mean, that's the tough part, because it's not just the quarterback that wins and loses these games.
And the year they went to San Francisco, they got destroyed. That wasn't Aaron Rodgers' fault at all.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Show agreement right now. Jets go to the Super Bowl. We're at Radio Row, and we go to the game.
Sneaking out of games this year?
No, why can't we? We can't just take the time off? You want to do shows?
Yeah.
From Vegas?
Wait, you don't want to do shows leading up to the Jets being in the Super Bowl?
You wouldn't just rather enjoy Vegas?
What is the matter with you?
What do you mean, what's the matter with me?
If the Jets
I'm going to be able to peel you off the tables.
Have you done crack?
I don't know.
I once played blackjack for 36 straight hours.
If we can get it set up at a blackjack table.
We'll go to Underground Casino Parlors.
People get to listen to us. That would be awesome.
We'll see naked
live
ladies.
Gamble.
Yeah.
That's
you'll
what we need.
You'll be losing your mind.
Oh, Jameson Williams right next to me.
Good time.
You got aces. You got to split the aces.
I'm not going to Vegas for the show unless Raymond gets in here and eats a piece of this delicious pineapple.
Okay. Now, the thing is cut up, and it cut up beautifully. RJ put it on all the social networks that you can see what this pineapple looked like. You're a man who's been around the world.
Well-traveled.
You're a man who's eaten a lot of fruit from all over the place.
Lots of fruit.
Every nook and cranny
yes.
of this great universe.
You name the fruit.
Where
I
does that
it.
Pineapple rank?
The top of the list. That's a Mount Rushmore pineapple.
RJ, he had a piece. He goes, oh, that is good. He had another piece. He left with another piece. RJ, what level of elite is that pineapple?
This is Patrick Mahomes' pineapple.
I'm a hero!
It's the nectar of the gods is what it is.
Your fruit guy has access to some kind of fruit that no one else does.
I don't know where this fruit came from. How about this? How about this now? I'm willing to forgive Dave sending you the expired pastries.
Because
of the fruit. It's that good.
It's top shelf.
No, that's right.
Yeah.
It's like candy.
He said, you have to eat it today.
It was squirting as I was cutting it.
Happened. I was like, I got to get these pants off. I unbuckled the pants and ripped them off through them.
You saw how much the juices were everywhere. It's on my pants.
So this is what happens.
Raymond, come centrally eat a piece of pineapple.
Raymond, you're not going to have any pineapple.
Let me feed you a piece.
You don't have to feed me.
Well, come on.
I'll
in.
Come in during the break.
All right. You promise?
Sure. Why not?
Okay, great. Let's get back to the calls. 1-800-919-3776. James Hazlitt. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
So I think it's Super Bowl or bust for the Jets. I'm 30 years old. I've been a Jets fan all my life. And given what we've had the last, I don't know, since the Rex Ryan days, you can't expect to go to the division and be okay with that. You don't make a move like this unless you're thinking, you know, Super Bowl or bust. And I think...
So win the whole thing, James? Win the whole thing.
Win the whole thing. Why else would Rodgers come here then? If he wanted to go to the division round or...
Well,
and
trying.
I know the Jets...
Well, no. I mean, that's the goal is to win the Super Bowl.
Of course,
but
that's
I think
the
you also
goal.
Have to remember what's at stake here, right? I mean, we currently have the longest... Well, I mean, we've been out of the
playoff drought.
Yeah, right. Playoff drought. And on top of that, Woody pretty much said it. It wasn't a mandate, but it was kind of a mandate. We're one piece away, and as a quarterback, we're going to take a big swing. How important the season is for Joe Douglas and Robert Saleh?
Huge.
Like, well, they got to make the playoffs.
What would happen if the Jets didn't make the postseason for Robert Saleh and Joe Douglas?
Gone.
So you think, now we talk about in a perfect world, this could happen, that could happen. You think in an imperfect world, Rodgers is Jets go 8-9, miss out. Rodgers gone.
Gone.
Douglas gone.
Gone.
Saleh gone.
Gone.
Start from scratch?
How do you bring them back? You just went, and this is an all-in move.
That would be awful.
What would you do? Would you keep everybody?
I'd have to see how it played out, but unlikely.
No, how you just played it out. If Aaron Rodgers doesn't play well, they don't win, he retires, they don't make the playoffs. You're bringing everyone back?
So now you're cleaning house without a first-round pick.
Don't you have to?
Probably so. Probably so. Let's go to Kevin in Stanford. Good morning, Kev.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
I just want to agree with the last caller. It's pretty much the same exact thing. When you're the Jets, like I've been a Jet fan my whole life, I understand that nothing ever goes right for us. But when you get someone like Aaron Rodgers, you're betting on everything with him. It's like you're putting all your money on a roulette wheel and like on 8. You're not going to be happy if you get 7. It's 100% Super Bowl or bust. I hate saying that as a Jet fan, but that's 100% what I'm feeling. If we don't make the Super Bowl, it's a waste of time. This is all for nothing.
Yeah, you still have to enjoy the ride, though. I get what you're saying.
Yeah, but the ride has to get you to a certain point.
I get what you're saying. But, I mean, again, we don't know for sure if this is going to be 1 year or not. So, I mean, if it's... Yeah,
if it's 1 year, there's even more pressure, though.
Right. If it's 1 year, there's more pressure. But if it's a really good year, say you win the division, you win a playoff, you win the home playoff game, and for some reason you're in a shootout and lose, and no one Aaron Rodgers is going to come back for another year... Like that's
well. That's what I'm saying. If you were to win the division, you win a playoff game, you go into Cincinnati and lose 34-31 on a field goal at the buzzer, and then he's like, you know what, unfinished business, coming back for a second year, I could absolutely live with that. But if that same scenario happens and he's like, you know what, it's just too much for me, I'm done.
Terrible.
That's not what I'm looking for.
No, because then you don't have a first round pick. You're still looking for a quarterback. No one trusts Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson's not going to play this season. So I don't know how much better he's going to get. I'm hoping that through osmosis and just watching how Aaron prepares and everything else that he learns some stuff. But the expectation from every Jets fan is they don't want to see Zach Wilson on the football field this year.
Ian Rappaport says physical tomorrow with the Jets.
I told you he'd be in this week.
It is happening. Xavier in Clifton. Hi, Xavier. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, my brothers, Rick and Dave. Rick, you are a legend. Dave, but you, Dave, are a national treasure.
Oh, thank you.
I just want to say, guys, it has to be Super Bowl or bust. There's no other way to look at this. Like, I've been a lifelong Jet fan. I'm tired of always trying to be mediocre or expecting less. Like, if you're rooting for a team, you want the best. You don't just want to be like, oh, we made it to here and that should be enough. No, that's enough of that. I've suffered enough. Let us get this chip. Let us actually have something to flaunt in New York, finally. Thank you, guys. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for making the phone call.
I just think it's an unfair expectation.
Probably.
That's the problem. Is that it's, I mean, are they in the conversation? Yes. But to think that, you know, he steps in that locker room, steps on that field, and all of a sudden they're going to win a Super Bowl, that's a big
jump.
That's
a lot.
It's a big jump.
It's a huge expectation.
You heard. I mean, we get the sound of Mike Wilbon.
Oh, I mean, yeah, we haven't heard it yet, though.
Very critical of it.
Here is Mike Wilbon, who's excellent on PTI, not convinced of anything with this team.
I don't think the Jets are going to be any better than 8-9 or 9-8. Aaron Rodgers has been to one Super Bowl. One more than Rex Grossman. I know he's been a great player for a long time. One Super Bowl. So don't tell me the Jets are automatically going to go to the Super Bowl now because Aaron Rodgers is there, because the Packers couldn't go to the damn Super Bowl when he was there for 20 years.
All right, couple things. A, I think that's a little bit unfair because the guy was in multiple NFC championship games, and at least the one against Seattle, they should have won. That was not his fault. The game was over. It was done. They couldn't recover an onside kick, and they lost that game.
If that happens, though, 8-9, no.
Oh, failure.
No.
Big fat F.
Like, they got a tough schedule. I get it. But, I mean, with the addition to him and that defense, they can, I mean, it's, the drought has to be over. They have to be right there to win the division. And then at least one playoff game. And then have Aaron have so much fun that he sees, you know, wow, I stay here for one more year. Now we have a real chance to win a Super Bowl.
8-9, 9-8, missing the postseason.
I mean, failure
to the nth degree.
I don't know where I would be.
You'd be probably under the table.
I'd be behind that right there curled up in the corner.
I wouldn't blame you. Let's go to Brian in Hillsdale. Hi, Brian. You're on 98.7.
What's up, boys? Good morning.
What's up, buddy? How are you?
Good, good. I'm actually a Dolphins fan, and I'm to finally go through, and it finally happened. Yes, because the Jets just doomed themselves for the future. I love it.
Why? Because your quarterback situation's so good in Miami?
No, I'm not talking about my team being any better. Look, I'm realistic. We're always mediocre. But that being said, it sounds like lottery. Guys that just bought lottery tickets talking about, oh, if I won, what I would do with the money. The one caller said it, the Jets, it never works for them. It's like, for some reason, everything they try doesn't work. And they just traded all their draft capital away for the future. So when he's here for 1 year because he's making $50 million, nobody's going to turn that down. That's it. They're back to square zero.
Listen, I don't like your negativity.
Going right after you, huh?
It went right after me and my team. We all get it. We know what's happening here.
This is a roll of the dice.
Yeah, this is, I mean, we have the ability to get one of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. Yeah, is there some risk involved? He's 39. He'll be 40 during the season. How many years is he going to be here? I don't know. But it's a team that hasn't made the playoffs in 12 years. That's quarterback situation has been awful. It's been gross. Bottom of the NFL. And you got a great defense with a bunch of really good young players, and you don't want to waste it. So, I mean, it's a real opportunity now to try to win, end the drought, and see what happens in the playoffs. Is it scary? What's going to happen when this is over? Yeah.
It's terrifying.
It's terrifying.
But you can't worry about that right now. You can't.
You have to enjoy the fact that we have Aaron Rodgers. He's going to be all in. He's going to be here. He's going to be with his teammates. His contract will reflect him being all in. And we'll see how quickly they can put it all together.
Better be quickly. It better not take weeks and weeks.
There's no choice, really, because who knows how long it's going to last.
This could be one and done.
Yeah, that's scary, but...
Well, you know what? At least you're involved. Would you rather be this or rather be one of these 3-14 teams that you've been so many times in the last decade?
No, I mean, you're relevant now. I mean, he's going to have all these primetime games.
You're going to be the hottest team in the NFL.
Yes.
When was the last time you were the hottest team in the NFL?
Poof. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.